Well, he was not a preservationist. You know, I think it's important. Another thing that he firmed up for me was my own view of what natural resources what natural resources is about, what this department was doing, and what my own philosophy of life and death was all about. And he came back to the notion that that in conservation that you really need to keep in mind that there's a continuum of sorts, and that there may come a day when something, if you manage intelligently and you favor one plant over another or favor one species over another, you will find yourself in a position of having to take up the side of the plant that's either being pushed out or of the one that you favor. And he said, so there's a continuum, and conservation really is making wise decisions about what you do out there. You can't just go out and willy-nilly and exploit things, and I think we kind of knew that at the time, but he brought out this idea of a continuum in terms of how we view things, and you might see it as abundant, and if you're hungry, then it becomes a food source, and if you're admiring it, then it's something to be preserved. You don't necessarily take it. If it's in short supply, you have to make judgments about things, and you have to be sure that they're intelligent, and if you can make scientific judgment, that's even better. About what actions you might take. And I suspect that was how he was thinking when he says, look, this plant's been around for 300 years. We haven't done much for it or against it, and it's done, it's there, it's rare. Leave it alone. No evidence that we can promote its growth, nor should we.